If you check the program from today onward, which is the 15th March 2017 until the end of the program, our morning session is 6 a.m., no longer 6:15, because 15 onward, we are going to enter into a more stringent type of program where the retreat is more stringent. The emphasis is on heedfulness, constant mindfulness of every action, every movement, every activity. Then we will spend more time doing the meditation. There will be less of this Dhamma discussion, sharing and all those things. Then tomorrow, being a very special day, is Kuan Yin's birthday, okay? On the 16th of March, 2017. So we have the committee member who are preparing for puja, Paramasri. So we will be changing everything, and on the flower, change the fruit, then we will have a proper puja in the morning. Then after that, I will prefer them to do the chanting of Heart Sutta, Great Compassionate Mantra. Then the other one is, what you call it in Pali, the one that you give them a sheet on. Mahakaruna, Karani Sutta. So we will chant these three, maybe for three times each, as our respect for Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, because of her nature's great affinity with most of our Kayanamita. So we choose that day to have this special Bodhisattva vow ceremony. But in order to avoid confusion or unnecessary misunderstanding, please remember this was added because there are people who requested for it. And there are many who has already taken, they need to reaffirm. That's why this one need to be renewed. It doesn't mean when you take the vow you can walk this way, no such thing. And the worst case scenario is, all these are beautiful vows that you are actually determined to cultivate here. The aspiration you make for the right view and honesty, these are something that is going to help you to progress in the cultivation. So I hope people understand. Then these vows are even much, much better than precepts. Precept is out of love and compassion for you, the Buddha advised you to take. Because if you don't keep your precept, your karmic nature will fall. Because this is to enable you to avoid evil, so it's not making life difficult for you. But after the aspiration for all this right view, learning how to do repentance, and how to overcome your karmic obstruction, all these things, this is what you are looking for. Even this life, you are cultivating all this. If you don't make this vow, plant the seed of Bodhi. In future, when the sasana is no more, you cannot walk this way. The teaching is no more, because you don't have this vow, the seed of Bodhi inside, to create the causes and conditions for you to have the condition to understand this thing. So this is something very important and very useful. Then when you look at the four basic vows, they are all very, very wholesome activity. Like the first vow, you vow out of love and compassion for living being. You come for living being, this pure mind, the pure heart. You vow to save the limitless living being and take them across. Your worst case scenario is what? You cannot fulfill, understand? That's it. There is no penalty, nothing. And to have that love for living being is to protect you. So that whenever you live your life, when you come karmically, you have to come For those who choose to come, no problem. They already know. Then when you look at living being, because of your vow, you vow to take them across. You vow to liberate them. Then how can you cheat them? How can you deceive them? How can you do anything negative towards them? And this is to enhance your ability to walk this way. Then the next one is even more beautiful. The second vow, you vow to endure and severe all suffering. That is to develop wisdom to understand life, so that suffering will not afflict you. Like you all know, if you don't have the ability to save yourself, how can you save others, living beings? So this is to help you to progress along the path of Dhamma. And this is something that you are looking for, where you are striving on with heedfulness to develop this wisdom to become enlightened. Then only there is no suffering. Then the third vow is even more beautiful. You vow to penetrate and understand all Dhamma, so that you can have this type of understanding which will make your work easier as a Bodhisattva, and it will allow you to understand many, many things. Then the fourth basic vow is you have this understanding after you have penetrated and realized all Dhamma, this wisdom. Then you can renounce samsara and go this way to cultivate the perfection of Samma Sambuddhahood. It may take long period, long according to human mind, long according to your thought, because when you don't understand, then that thought project and create a lot of fear, anxiety, uncertainty, doubt. All these are mental hindrance. What is long compared to a Bodhisattva that understands that this form of mind is not real, existence is not real? He know me, he know you. Then you can renounce samsara. Means samsara got no impact on you. And you know how to come. You know how to return. And that is the most beautiful. And this one is, please remember, it's not compulsory, it's optional, because people requested for it. There are people who wanted it. So it was in the program. And yesterday it was because Mimi came and talked to me. He said he talked to the great beings down there. Then the understanding came, and he would like to share this, where he met some who are still full of doubt and honesty. So please, if you can understand, well and good. You can understand the benefits, the great benefits, and the importance of all this aspiration and this vow. You got nothing to lose. But if you are not ready, if you don't have the ability to understand, especially those who are new, never come to my class before, please, my advice is, don't make yourself more miserable. Because there is no compulsion, understand? You have the option not to do anything or not to take. So don't subject yourself to all this unnecessary, intense doubt and fear. You are here to attend a retreat, to train yourself, to make yourself more calm, more peaceful, with more understanding, so that you can understand life better. So I hope with this clarification, tomorrow when we start, there will be no unnecessary misunderstanding. Because, like I said, it's not a warning, nothing to do with me or my nature. It's nature's law. If you are not careful, not mindful, you create negativity even of thought. There is karmic behind. And this nature cannot do anything to help you except forgive whatever that people has done through heedlessness, through delusion. And this is not something that I want to influence you or encourage you. This is for people who requested, for people who have the understanding, can see the great benefit, and this is what they want. It's like the condition arise, then it was put inside. Then these are for those people who have the faith, who are ready, who have the understanding, who is looking forward to having this, to help them in their cultivation, so that they may progress along the path of Dhamma. Even in future, when they come, when the Buddha Sasana is not there, these are all the teaching and the Dhamma from the Buddha that you can make use of to help you overcome suffering, misery, unnecessary affliction. So if you don't have the understanding, please don't complicate matter, understand not? Keep it to yourself, then make your choice. Then it will be very beautiful, peaceful. Have an open mind. Yeah? Things that you may not understand yet, you don't unnecessarily torment yourself and create unnecessary karmic negativity through thought process. So this is my sincere wish to all those who attend the retreat of Paramita. Okay? So with that, we can have our exercise. Huh? Okay, thank you. You can rejoice if you want to, if you understand. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, get your weight then.